This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Said, as the COVID-19 hoax, at least phase one, begins to dissipate, what are the globalists going to launch? And I said, they're going to launch war between China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, and they're going to intensify economic warfare and try to trigger race riots in America. Now, we're on record documenting this, and here's an article that I've promoted probably 500 times on air since 2018. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore, Maryland. Leaked documents show to tell plan to trigger nationwide unrest, allowing Obama to declare martial law. 1 month after we got these documents, it was confirmed by federal law enforcement they were accurate. The media never disputed them. Friends of Democracy, run by Alexander Soros, trying to trigger with Antifa operatives, black Americans, rioting as the cover to overthrow major city governments so Obama would have a pretext to declare national martial law ahead of the election. It did not go the way they wanted to. And later it came out that the Justice Department would cherry-pick cases of questionable police shootings or questionable police action. Some cases the police were wrong. Other cases they weren't wrong. I'm not here lionizing the police. It's a tough job. There's some good people. There's some bad people. But the local police are not our enemy. Anybody that's lived long enough on average knows that. The cops don't put up with bad cops very long. And what happened in Minnesota that the media has hyped up now is becoming more and more suspicious. Turns out these two knew each other very well, worked as bouncers at a club together for several years. And anybody with half a brain knows you put your knee on the carotid artery of somebody. That's not a police-trained tactic. That's how you kill somebody. And I've got a friend who's been a police officer. He's been in the Army and the Marines and Blackwater and State Department and everything else, three-letter agencies. And he never wants to go on air. And he said last night, he said, I want to come on the show. And now he's got the 911 call that no one's covering because it really exposes some bizarreness. And to me, this looks like some type of inner gang operation. And you're probably going to find there's corruption going on, and this is some kind of weird police gang hooked into organized crime. So, because, I mean, why would you kill somebody on camera? I mean, why would you just go to report if somebody passed in fake 20s and then kill them on camera? And so all the feds and you name it, I've talked to, they're smart people, we're patriots. They say, no, this looks really bad, and you're not going to hire a cop to kill somebody on camera to trigger martial law. No. But there's going to be criminal events going on. You're going to have dirty cops. You're going to have weird stuff going on. And that's what this looks like, is gangland execution. Because nobody's trained to put their knee on somebody's carotid artery. That's how you kill somebody. So why would a cop on camera kill somebody? Well, he's crazy. You know, why would that black dude beat up old white men and all this stuff? I mean, I don't blame all black people because there's some crazy black people out there. I don't blame all white people because there's some crazy white people. And when the media says this inherently is the fault of all police, and police in Austin that I know are being threatened, and they're having letters put on their cars threatening them, saying you're all guilty for what this dude did, that's sick. You know, if my father had committed crimes, which he didn't, but hypothetically, am I to blame for the sins of the father? Or what if my great-grandfather was a bank robber? Would I be guilty for that? And you're like, absolutely not. So if a white cop does something wrong 1,000 miles away from me, whether I'm a white guy or a cop or whatever I am, how am I to blame for that? And the answer is I'm not. It's a fundamental assault on reality. We're going to talk about it all coming up. But this is the globalist surprise. This is what they're going to, this is the next thing is going to be race war. They've been priming the pump for it, and that's what it's all about. So we're going to lay out all the facts straight ahead.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
They got to get it right. I mean, otherwise, this is going to happen. And ain't nothing left here. So when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what y'all going to do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's going to happen, you know?
Today, we found Core Boy Bala, who invested his life savings into opening this sports bar, cleaning up. While our camera was there, looters came back to try to steal his safe.
Right, trying to steal the safe.
I don't know what we're going to do. We worked so hard to get sword.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started, and there's a crowd that is.
And then here you go, folks. You got the fireworks going off in celebration of the police station burning down. And then the businesses and the community will just move out of that area, and you've got another dead zone. Another group of people that can't get a job and have to be on welfare, and the deep state wins. You're now domesticated. You're now controlled. That is the total plan. So, there are a lot of facets to this. We're going to go over them all today. But remember that while we're all focused on Los Angeles and Minneapolis, St. Paul, having riots and murders and attacks and massive racial attacks on white people. Nobody's covering that. While all that's going on, video has come out of Joe Biden in China saying we need China to take over the United States. That's coming up. Now folks, when he went and said that in 2012, you're like, that's wild. Listen, if you were reading the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, or any big globalist publication, they said, it's the Chinese century. America's done. China will teach us. They're virtuous. They're going to come here and run things. It's very China-centric. You've heard the term Anglophile, means you worship all things English. Or a Russophile means you love the Russians. Or a pedophile, you like kids. You're an arachnophobic, you don't like spiders. So you've got files and you've got phobics. Well, the Rothschilds have bet everything on China, so have the Rockefellers. They all brag about it. There's their publication. Rothschilds openly own The Economist. I mean, you want to get your marching orders. That's why Joe Biden and Bill Gates and all of them say, I read The Economist cover to cover every month, and that's my Bible. That's the Rothschilds telling them how to wipe their ass. And so I'm sitting here 27 years ago doing research, about to get on air, and I'm reading Council on Foreign Relations documents. And it's, we're going to end America. We're going to leverage it out with China. One-sided deals. America's a joke. And I've been warning the public that long, and now it's all here. Kudlow's come out, the White House chief economic advisor, and said, no, we're at war with China. We're very angry. They're criminal. China is in the news threatening to invade Taiwan now, not just Hong Kong, militarily. China threatens to attack Taiwan. That's the headline in Reuters, headline Daily Mail. I mean, so while we're busy watching people loot AutoZone and Target, and then mainly black businesses, because these are black neighborhoods, and it's mainly black neighborhoods. These people are like, I own this liquor store. I own this gas station. I own this grocery store. Why'd you burn my store? Oh, well, a white cop did something wrong, so I'm going to burn down this apartment building that an old black lady owned that her and her family had worked for decades to pay for. And then they burned down the police station. Turned out half the cops I saw on the news that worked at that precinct were black. Doesn't matter. They're, it's burned down. It's stupid. It'd be like if, again, God forbid, somebody did something to one of my daughters. And let's say the guy was white, did something to my daughter. And I just went and found a random white guy and hit him in the head with a hammer. He'd be like, you're an idiot. That's not the guy that did something to your daughter. I'd go find the guy that did it. You know, that's not justice. We need justice to, quote, play out. But if, say, justice didn't play out, the cop didn't get in trouble. If somebody went to the cop's house and, you know, something happened, I wouldn't really agree with it. But I'd say, hey, at least you targeted who you thought was bad. Here's an analogy. Hitler was a white guy, and he went and killed a bunch of Jews and other people. And then at the end of World War II, imagine if Jews that had run to the U.S. went and, say, went to some army vet's house that had fought Hitler and lost a leg and shot the dude in the head. Well, you've got a German last name. Your last name's Gruber. Well, there was a Nazi jail guard had the name Gruber. You probably aren't even related to him, but I'm going to shoot you in the head because you're an American German and Hitler did something wrong to Jew. No Jew would do that. I mean, no sane person. But see, that's this craziness where a white cop, I can show you videos from World Star Hip Hop all day that are celebrating attacks on white people. It's disgusting. It's sick. It's evil. There's like hundreds of these a day because there's 350 million people in this country. And I could sit there and show you horrible stuff happening to white people. And I don't do it very often unless it's illustrative because I'm not trying to create race. I could show you a white lady getting attacked and stuff thrown in her face and hit with a bunch of stuff and all the rest of it. But what's the point? Oh, my gosh, we've got an old white lady in a wheelchair. Let's attack her because she's white. Let's spray a fire extinguisher in her face. When I walk in the store today and there's a black person in there, do I go, a black person attacked a white lady? I saw a video. I'm gonna hit this black person in the face. I would be the biggest idiot on the planet to do that. But you see, here's the documents, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover these here today. No one has covered this in the 2 years since we broke it. Secret documents confirmed. Family member got these out of their family member's house. They were a commander in Antifa working directly for Alexander Soros, trying to get blacks to riot so Obama could cancel the election. Soros back plan to incite civil unrest, the Baltimore area. Well, finally, Candace Owens has come out and said these groups are paid to do this by white activists, communists, and that's exactly what this is. And so this is the next phase. And with less than 200 days, 157 days left, you know the globalists are going to throw everything they've got now against the wall to see what is going to stick. Now, we've got the China sellout and China expanding major wars. We've got Trump going after the internet censorship and what that really means, finally, thank God. And we've got the mail-in voting to steal the election, and we've got so much to cover. And then, in studio, David Knight was on fire this morning with all these Supreme Court rulings that what big tech's doing is illegal and wrong, and so the idea that what Trump is doing is toothless is a lie. He's going to be in studio. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is going to be in studio. Tim Enlow, who's a good friend of mine, also does security work for us, he's going to be in studio talking about his experience as local police, federal police, Army, Marine Corps, Blackwater, State Department, all of it, what he sees going on here, and with what happened with the case of this poor man that was killed, but how suspicious some of the different angles of the George Floyd death are, because none of it added up. People were like, they must have known each other. It must have been an inside deal. And now it turns out they worked as security together at a nightclub. And you know what goes on in nightclubs and what a lot of the security does. A lot of security at nightclubs traffic in narcotics. And that's who the dealers are, is who the security is. And I'm not saying that George Floyd or this cop is that. I'm just saying the chances of this starts to really get down to some questions we've got. All right, big transmission lined up on Friday. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and Band.Video. You share those links, we win. You don't, we're dead in the water.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones, and I'm really happy that the Gateway Pundit is smart and they get it. They have a new article that just went live. Friendly reminder, Soros-funded violent Ferguson protest movement and paid Black Lives Matter protesters. And again, out of 350 million people in this country, you got black folks doing bad things, you got white people doing bad things, you got brown people doing bad things. But to say that if one black person does something wrong or one white person does something wrong, we focus in and we say, well, because a white cop looks like he did something really bad, he's been fired, he's going to get charged. Turns out they worked together as bouncers at a nightclub for a couple years. Before you burn down the city and the black businesses, how about you have a little bit of a discussion? Because, you know, before I'm going to go burn something down or kill somebody, I'm going to get my ducks in a row. But if I knew somebody did something to my family and they got away with it in court, well, let's just say I'm not going to be going around burning buildings down or random businesses. I'm going to go find the person that did it, and I'm going to take out justice because I can't sleep at night if I don't. But I'm sure as hell, again, not going to run around burning stuff down, but the media hypes it, and the media says it's okay. CNN, MSNBC are up there going, they're angry, they deserve it, they're mad. And they beat up a bunch of white people. And who do you think's in those poor neighborhoods? It's a bunch of disabled, homeless white people, people in wheelchairs. You're a black teenager, and you saw a black guy killed on TV, and I get it. I don't like watching the footage of anybody dying like that. It tears your heartstrings, somebody begging for their life. What happened to George Floyd looks terrible, and I think is wrong. But now you burn down your own neighborhoods. Oh, the answer is, don't worry, we're coming to your suburbs. Well, who lives in those? People of every color. This is so racist, and it's the media and the leftist mayor playing along with it, like, oh, yeah, this is because of 400 years of slavery. Really, who sold us the slaves? And whites had slaves back then that were white. I mean, I can go back in my family tree and find out something like that and go, well, you know, because somebody enslaved me 300 years ago, I can do whatever I want. What does that even mean? What does that even have to do? Imagine if I work with somebody and I go, let me check your genealogy to see if your ancestor did anything wrong, because I'm going to hold you accountable. You look at somebody like they were crazy. Truth is, everybody wants to get into white countries because white countries went through a renaissance and became Christian and said, we want to treat people good. And so compared to other places, we've been really good. And that's why the globalists want to overthrow the European ethos of Christianity, because if you can get rid of that, people won't stand up for each other, and it's the law of the jungle. And it's not about race. It's about the spirit of the people. And that spirit's being overturned. So there's a bunch of these videos, but let's go through some of them. Here is rioter. We're going to start coming to the suburbs. Well, let me just tell you something, my friend. If you come to my house, you think you're going to burn my house down? It's not going to happen. That's what Trump tweeted yesterday. He said, listen, the riots need to stop pretty soon. We're going to have to shoot rioters. That's what you do. You're trying to burn things down. That's a weapon. Twitter banned Trump for that. Blocked that. So here's that clip. Here it is.
It's real bogus. They got to get it right. I mean, otherwise, this is going to happen. And ain't nothing left here. So when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what's all going to do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's going to happen, you know?
So in the black community, which is the target of the globalist operation, And I'm not defending segregation. It was another evil. This was an even greater evil. You had less unemployment and less illegitimacy in the black community in the 1940s than in the white community. And now you've got almost 80% single-parent homes in the black community. You've got about half the people in the black community on welfare. Well, after you burn down all the black stores, who's going to have jobs now? So, see, he's saying, oh, well, we'll come to your neighborhood and burn it down. And burn it down. And burn it down. Who wants that? The globalists. The Chi-Coms. The New World Order. China is financing all this Hollywood stuff about race war and the rest of it. China is the most racist country other than probably North Korea on the planet. China doesn't let one Muslim into their country. China literally looks down on black people. Xi Jinping admires Hitler on record and believes black people aren't human. Think about that. I mean, have you looked at the Chinese folks? I mean, man, they look just alike for a reason. So you sit there in the belly of freedom and the belly of Christianity. We got our own problems, but we climbed up the mountain towards God a lot. You know, we're still not there, but we're trying to be good. And you sit there and use the goodness and say that this is the crap hole and that we're the people that hate it. BS! We had a civil war that millions of people died in slavery. Nobody else does that. The British government, under Christian control, had over 20 years of war against dozens of countries. They would attack you if you had slaves. The United States and England ended slavery. Christians ended slavery in the West. And it's still practiced all over the world by the brown people that we're told are superior to white people. That's more racist crap. And that Nazi collaborator, George Soros, is funding every damn bit of it and laughing his way with his little degenerate demon son all the way to the bank. So I'm glad people are finally getting this, because you talk about an FBI indictment. I mean, if I was running around funding billions of dollars to burn stuff down and kill people, and I mean, I would expect to be SWAT teamed. I should. They've got all these TV shows where I'm this mastermind running all this stuff, and it's all a projection of what they're doing. I can't even get my email to work properly. I'm just up on air talking about the truth. Oh, but I'm a mastermind. I secretly run everything. But these guys, they do actually run it. Here's another clip. Black business owner invests his life savings and they destroy his restaurant and bar. Here it is.
Today, we found core boy Bala, who invested his life savings into opening this sports bar, cleaning up. While our camera was there, looters came back to try to steal his safe.
Right, trying to steal the safe.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to work so hard to get you. So hard.
By the way, if I've got a business in a safe, if you're white, if you're brown, if you're black, you're in my business trying to steal my stuff, I'm going to kill you. But everybody, because the mayor and the police evacuating, the mayor's like, it's the white people. He's a white guy, of course. He's a commie. We deserve it. We're bad. So that now you go in your business, people are looting it in front of you, and you're too scared to even beat their ass. That's called submission. That's called broke back. That's you're crying. I'm not against this guy because I get it. I mean, maybe I do the same thing. Like, nope, they're just going to arrest me if I shoot people in my business. Okay, damn, take it all. Maybe that guy's right. But I mean, when you run up a flag like that and just say, oh, just burn down my business, just take everything. We got a black guy got killed, so we're gonna take your business away. What the hell does that even mean? But the media says it's good, you see. They're the ones legitimizing this. These are sick people. Remember the Los Angeles riots? The media said it was good to shoot at firefighters? We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me do this right now, then I'm going to get into all the big breaking news that's unfolding. This is the media and the establishment of what's happening in Minnesota that's now expanding nationwide. A microcosm of how the establishment controls people. And we have the documents, we have the admissions, we have their internal reports. This is how they do it. And it's a criminal conspiracy. And it's a perception that justice isn't being carried out. Now, as I've said, the COVID-19, the Russiagate, the Ukrainegate, China trying to start a war with Hong Kong and Taiwan. This is modern warfare. where you don't do it up front with tanks and planes and battleships and aircraft carriers. You do it through propaganda and internal manipulation. And so that's why I told everybody COVID-19 itself is hyped up, but the collapse is real. And the economic degradation that's going to happen in every community now, and the mass starvation in the third world, is going to put huge migrant wave pressure on the West. Now it's happening. And it's going to cause major, major civil unrest and crime to increase. And that's now happening as well. So the breakdown of society purposefully, so that we collapse and so we can be remade the New World Order image, is now happening. So I'm here to tell you, with 157 days out to the election, I believe we can win. I believe we can defeat the globalists. I believe the president comes out against China and admits we're at war with China economically and culturally and through intelligence agencies and through collaborator traitors. If the president calls out the globalist minions as Chi-Com operatives, which is now happening, if the president takes the gloves off and says it's a bait and switch, Section 230, that the internet companies are violating our rights and involving election meddling, if he does all of that very boldly, we have a good chance of winning. But if he doesn't, if he falters, if he wavers, if we waver, things are going to really go downhill very, very quickly. So we are on a razor's edge. And that's why I feel absolutely 100% moral and strong and proud and good to promote high-quality, storable foods. Because it's something with inflation that you're going to get your money back on. It's something that hopefully things don't go bad. You can eat your insurance. It's one of the few sure bets there is. High-quality, portable, excellently packaged, durable food that we actually have in stock, ready to get out to you and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. The full catalog of Ready Hour, My Patriot Supply. They're full spectrum, the best deal you're going to find. You go right into the queue. They run our computer system. We've been partners with them for many years. And so as the order comes in, you're ordering it from them. And then part of the money that comes in funds this operation, which, again, is a total win. Where can you check off one of the preparedness boxes, know you've done a good job, know you've got quality, and then know you're funding something that also stands up for your speech, your Second Amendment, for the right to life, for our sovereignty, and that just doesn't back down in the face of anything? And that's not with me. That's not courage. I've tried to explain this. It's total fight because I am so concerned and so upset by these people. I don't know how to run. I just know how to attack. And so all the desperateness and all the energy and all the scrabbling, and they're like, well, where the hell is it? This is me. This is me. It's not scared because that's running. It's the opposite. It's attacking. I just cannot even begin to imagine turning and running and waiting in some hole for them to come dig me out. I'm not doing it. But the only way this dog is in the fight is your funding and your word of mouth and your prayer. Those things are the trifecta, the prayer, the word of mouth, and the funding. The funding actually is important, but compared to prayer and compared to then your action in the universe, taking action with your voice like lightning from Zeus, prayer, and then your action, and then your financial support. And I'll tell you, financial support is way below it. You'd think it was the most critical. Without the prayer, there is no action, there is no support. But it all just comes down like lightning. And look, I know I'm right about all this. I've read all their white papers. I've shown them to you. Believe me, it's made me crazy. I know you're going crazy. Because we're like, why create race war? Why kill all the babies? Why worship Satan? Because you ain't in love with the devil. So thank your lucky stars you're not. Because you may have a lot of problems, and Lord knows I got a lot of problems. But, man, at the end of the day, the North Star is Jesus Christ. And we're like, Lord, we know we're not perfect. We love you. We want your help. Get us out of this. These damn people hate Jesus. They think they're going to get out of this with Satan in control. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have been given trillions of dollars, but all their kids are mentally ill and insane. They're the most unhappy, crazy people. Almost all of them have to have butlers in the bedrooms with them at night holding their hands. They're so scared of the demonic attacks. Let me tell you, I already ran into some of these people, and I already knew some of them. I got a guy I've been working with for 8 years that grew up in Pennsylvania that was really good friends, and he actually later showed me with the DuPonts. And I didn't even know what they were into, but it was the same. It was the same. I mean, devil worship, you name it. Pedophilia, you name it. I mean, folks, it's default position is death. And so I said I'd cover news. I didn't really do this segment. I'm just going to finish with this. People say, man, you're a marketing machine. Well, if I didn't sit here and promote products that are already great, we wouldn't be on air. You know how much money it took to beat 50-something lawsuits by the Democrats? You know how much energy, you know how much you gave it to us, and you got something in the mail that was great for you at the same time. I'm just saying, do you understand it's not rhetoric when I get up here and I tell you this is the fight? This is 26 years of work and us together, all to this moment, to still be on air during this point. This wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to be gone. You were supposed to be gone. What you put into us, all that energy to keep this thing spinning until it's unstoppable. And now we're right there at the edge of that point. So I'm going to say again, you need the prayer. We're in this together. That isn't something where I'm telling you we're in this together so we have like, you feel like we're together. We're together. You did this. It's a spiritual connection. I could feel it. It's so strong right now. It's amazing. You pray. You promote, you support yourself. We're unstoppable together. And I'm telling you, now is the time. You think you put some energy into this before? Now is the time to not even try to summon the energy. Just do it. Just get it done. However you spread the word, however you warn people, whatever you do, now is the time. Okay. So I'm sitting over there last night in the office, and we're like, yeah, we've almost sold out of all the best-selling products. You got to end the special. We got two new products that came in. You got to cut ads to the new products. We're very excited about them. That'll be by next week. What do you want to do? And I just said 60% off. I said I wouldn't even do 50 this year, but it's not a promise. I think things are so crazy. I just want to get everything out of the warehouse. That's just what my gut tells me. So 60% off across the board flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com, our biggest sale of the year with 60% off top products. And this will only run till Saturday because I'm coming in tomorrow to cut the new ads. I've been so busy. 60% off top products, Super Male Vitality, Knockout Sleep Support, Brain Force, BioTrue Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, never done that before. Survival Shield X2, never done that before. Emirates Essentials, Hand Sanitizer, never done that before. DNA Force, never done before. 60% off. Living Defense Plus, 60% off. Turbo Force, never done before. A lot of this is right down at cost. 60% off. Try Iodine, 60% off. Coconut Protein Bar, 60% off. Roll Red Pill, 60% off. 8-Pack Power Stack, 70% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $100 off. Shortable Foods, available again. Just gut level, I'm just like, expend everything. Because let me tell you, we don't win this in 157 days. It's going to be decades of hell. We're going to be in the Soviet Union like the Russians. We may be under 80 years of them kicking the snot out of us. We'll come out of it on the other end, but man, they're going to kill tens of, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, they are going to drink your freaking blood. They're going to rape your children. I mean, let me tell you something. You go, people live in America, they're like, that sounds crazy. Get ready. They're going to stomp your guts out in the gulag for decades because that's what they want, is to rape good people. The very same scum that did that in Russia are like literally just sitting there salivating over what they're about to do to you and your family. So whatever energy you got, whatever it is you need to do, you need to decide, hey, you want to bend over and take it or you want to stand up and fight? This is where we fight. This is where we stand. This is who we are. We're not backing down. And we got Jesus Christ on our side.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Funded. CNN is Muslim Brotherhood funded. You ask why the police finally understand what's happening and arrest the CNN reporters. The intel is their operatives behind the scenes were obviously directing things. You've got other MSNBC reporters, others saying there's no rioting happening. The building's on fire behind them. It's like Mars attack. They're shooting you going, don't run where your friends. This is so in your face. And again, I just showed you the documents earlier, the smoking gun. Soros funding plans for race-based martial law with out-of-town groups brought in on buses, almost all white leftist communists. I don't want to bash white people, but, I mean, it is almost all white people that are trying to manipulate black people into rioting and doing this to get it to go nationwide to then stall the economy for the Chi-Coms. Here is the local police in Minnesota actually announcing this.
with hearing from our local community leaders that many of the people that were involved in the criminal conduct last night were not known Minneapolitans to them. And so, yes, there were certainly people who were involved in the activities last night that were certainly not recognized as being here from the city.
You can't take America on head on. You take our wounds, you take issues we've had, you exacerbate them, and you use a cop who deserves to be charged, in my view, putting this knee on somebody's carotid artery. Manslaughter, bare minimum. Well, he's already been fired. The word is he's going to get indicted. So why, when a black person kills a white person, everybody doesn't riot? Because the media is telling everyone to do it. Let's go back to this. Minneapolis rioters set fire to the precinct, and again, they shoot off fireworks and celebrate it. Here it is. Came out and said, make sure you social distance yourself for that whole hoax. And you got all the little trendy white guys out there, the allies, they're like, we agree. We don't care about the half the black babies being aborted. We don't care about real issues. We just, oh, this guy died, so the media told us to burn everything down, so we did. Now, let's show what happened right before this. Minneapolis police officers abandoned the third precinct. Because when people are coming with Molotov cocktails to commit attempted murder, to burn you up, the answer is run. And now the answer is we're coming to your suburb to get you white people. Imagine a group of white folks saying we're coming to your neighborhoods to get you. This is, and you got, you know, all the rappers going, it's time to fight back. They never say a damn thing about abortion. They never say a damn thing about eugenics or all the autism of boys. 1 in 35,000 had it. Now it's 1 in 50-something. How boys are under attack. It's all about taking that one thing when the media says, because Joe Biden, you know, is out there saying, you're not black if you don't vote for me. That's a big faux pas. So now this gets triggered. Minneapolis police officer abandons the police officers abandon the third precinct. Here it is. You know, statistics really show cops don't take black guys to jail for almost anything or women. The statistics show they're twice as likely per capita to shoot whites. In most cases, the white person's trying to hurt the cop. It's justified. Some cases it's not. The point is that the police are just going to evacuate your area, and then you're going to have total crime. But Ice Cube, how many cops have to kill black Americans before we strike back? You know, it's funny, Ice Cube. I have the statistics. I'll get to those next hour. But the fact that there's 10-1 black-on-white attacks, 10-1, it's still a low statistic, but compared. I mean, let me tell you. The Urkel imitation of a white person, it's pretty accurate. The average white person is not out there looking for trouble. That's just what I've experienced. Now, I grew up in Dallas. I had a lot of black friends. And I also got attacked because I was white. Now, didn't blame all black people because of that? No, I didn't. But let me tell you, the average black person whining and bitching about all the things whitey did to them, give me a break. You know that's not true. You know white people, on average, a bunch of insecure people that kiss your ass all day long. And you know at the end of the day who you're scared of when you're walking down the street at night. Because that's what's happened in the degradation and the Democratic Party plantation. That wasn't happening in the black community 70, 80 years ago. I've got the statistics. They were some of the most orderly, successful groups, their own hotels, their own restaurants, their own everything. But, and I'm not saying go back to segregation, but that oppression made them stronger. Instead, oh, the man gives you money now to not have a man in the home. What has it done to your community? It's destroyed it. It's the same formula for us all. What did LBJ say about this? Is a great society. He said, we're going to get these N-words on welfare. We'll own them and control them for 100 years. Well, it's been 60 years. So you want another 40 of this? Because I tell you, Donald Trump's not trying to enslave you. Donald Trump gets this as a time bomb. He's trying to fix this. Donald Trump wants to sell you golf memberships no matter what color you are. He really likes you. So do I. I want success, man. I don't want burnout cities and everybody killing each other and acting like a bunch of idiots. But that's where it's going. Now, here is the disgusting clip. The Minnesota mayor, Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, anger shown as a result of 400 years of slavery. So you're going to burn down mainly black businesses to show whitey. Oh, you're there encouraging it, you see. Here it is.
What we've seen over the last 2 days and the emotion-ridden conflict
last night
is the result of so much built-up anger and sadness.
Listen to what a fake he is.
And sadness that has been ingrained in our black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years. If you're feeling that sadness and that anger, it's not only understandable, it's right.
Well, listen, son, you're not getting an Oscar for this.
A reflection of the truth that our black community...
Look at that little oily turd.
While not from lived experience, that sadness must also be understood by our non-black communities. To ignore it, to toss it out, would be to ignore the values we all claim to have.
You know, if black people found out that Planned Parenthood and the Democratic Party targeted them and killed 30 million black people or whatever, then I could see kind of burning down Democrat facilities. I'm not saying do that. But this guy's saying this is all legitimate to burn down black neighborhoods because he wants you totally controlled. He's a dirty communist trained by Soros. Look at that little oily turd. He's a controller. There ain't no black people live around him, I guarantee you. Get him off the screen. This is just getting insane. Let's go to clip 14. Armed citizens stand with protesters but defend stores from looters. Yeah, the protesting is one thing. The looting and burning is another. Here it is.
So, tell me who you are.
Free Americans, yeah.
And what are you doing today?
We were out here yesterday, too, down on the original protest site. So basically, you've seen the records of cops keep, and cops are a lot less likely to try and tread on people's rights when there's other armed Americans with them. So it appears about damn time that some...
Really that old boy's got a half a can of Copenhagen in his lap.
Rednecks stood with fellow citizens.
And why are you protecting this store?
Well, I mean, this wasn't exactly a specified action. We've been moving around and just trying to see what's what without getting necessarily completely slapped by massive groups of people. And while we were walking, somebody mentioned that there were some guys at the back of the shop who wanted to know if they were over to go buy something. And they said that they're closed and they're defending the businesses. Oh, yeah, Target's on fire, by the way.
Yeah.
But and anyway, so we heard that. We're like, well, we better kit up and go see if these guys need help. And it turns out these guys are out here with machetes and shattered windows trying to keep looters out of the business because cops can't get in here.
By the way, if you're going to burn something, I'm not saying burn anything, but Target's a good place to start. I mean, that is a globalist leftist. It's kind of funny that that's what people are burning. When they're fighting this whole race war thing, it's such an evil company. But don't burn anything, folks. You're only going to hurt innocent people. So there you go. This is the next surprise, folks, and it's going to get crazier and crazier. I mean, you know, China is announcing that they are preparing to invade Hong Kong and Taiwan. I mean, that's like all over the foreign news. We're just busy about one dude dying, and they're going to charge the cop. We've got a very informed person coming in to talk about this coming up. Then we'll look at Trump and his move against big tech censorship that Yahoo claims is toothless. Well, it's only toothless if the president doesn't press the attack. InfoWars.com. Spread those live links.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.